请我们翻到哥罗西书。
Can we turn to Colossians?
第一章。
Chapter 1.
24节读起。
Verse 24.
现在我为你们受苦倒觉得欢乐，并且为基督的身体，就是为教会，要在我肉身上补满基督患难的缺欠。
Who now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church.
我在这里稍微解释一点。
Let me explain a little bit.
以弗所第一章说教会是基督的身体。
Now, Ephesians chapter 1 tells us that the church is the body of Christ.
这里说基督的身体就是教会。
Here it says the body of Christ is the church.
我们知道当我们讲到教会是基督的身体的时候，
When we speak about the church being the body of Christ,
我们的感觉是它可以把教会比方作基督的身体。
Our sentiment was that the church somehow can be compared to the body.
所以这是个比方，是 illustration.
This is just an illustration.
意思就是说它不一定是实在的，不过它是个形容，教会是基督的身体。
In other words, this may not be the real form. It may just be an illustration.
但是如果哥罗西书这里说，为基督的身体就是为教会。
And here it says, for his body's sake, which is his church.
For the sake of his body.那这里讲到为着基督的身体也是为着教会，所以这里就说基督的教会，基督的身体就是教会。
For the sake of his body, which is his church, his body is the church.
所以我们特别记得这里的次序刚好跟以弗所是倒过来的。
So the order here is reversed then from Ephesians.
如果圣灵没有同时讲这两句话，
If the Holy Spirit had not mentioned both of these phrases,
那教会是基督的身体就可能只是个比方而已。
Then the body of Christ being the church is but an illustration.
但如果说保罗为基督的身体，也就是为教会，意思是说基督的身体就是教会，刚好倒过来的话，你就知道说这不可能是个比方了。
So when here it says that his body, which is the church, then you know it's no longer just an illustration.
你把这两句话加在一起，那么弟兄姊妹，保罗所看见的教会的确是基督的身体。
If you put these together, then the church that Paul saw is indeed the body of Christ.
那这里保罗说，现在我为你们受苦，倒觉欢乐。
So he says, I suffer, therefore I rejoice in my sufferings.
并且为基督的身体，就是为教会，要在我肉身上补满基督患难的缺欠。
And filling that which is lacking in the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake.
基督在十字架上的苦难。
The suffering of Christ on the cross.
是他一个人经过的。
He went through it himself.
因为在十字架上他是完成救赎的工作。
Because on the cross he accomplished the work of redemption.
在这件事情上没有一个人可以跟随。
No one can follow him in this aspect.
他的门徒不能跟随。
His disciples couldn't follow
him. 没有一个人可以帮主耶稣的门。
No one could help the Lord Jesus.
他独自为我们完成了救赎的工作。
He finished the work of redemption alone.
所以我们知道就着主耶稣救赎的苦难所经过的苦难来说。
So in this matter,of the suffering of the redemption work of Christ.
那个苦难是完全的。
That suffering is complete.
没有一个人能够补满基督患难的缺欠。
No one can fill the afflictions that is lacking.
但是我们知道主在十字架上。
But on the cross.
你看见也是教会从他肋盘产生的时候。
And then the church was produced from the side of his of the Lord.
所以十字架也代表基督所为着教会所经过的惨难。
So the cross also represents the birth pains that the Lord went through for the church.
那就是那一面来说。
And from that perspective,
现在保罗是补满基督患难的缺欠。
So now Paul is filling up that which is lacking in the afflictions of Christ.
这个苦难
，this suffering，
这个缺欠。现在保罗补上了。
This lacking is made up by Paul.
是为着叫基督的身体能够得着建立。
Is that the body of Christ can be built up.
身体不光诞生了。
The body is not only born.
也要成长，最后还要长成。
Is to grow and to grow into maturity.
那这就是保罗所经过的苦难。
Now this is the suffering that Paul went through.
其中就包括 他被放在罗马监狱里。
It includes him being imprisoned in Rome.
所以当我们读罗马书的时候
So as we study the book of Rome,
在这里保罗提到他的监狱。
Here Paul refers to his prison.
他提到他不光他是为哥里哥罗西的教会为众教会在那里受苦的。
So he was telling all that he was suffering for all churches.
目的是让教会能够得到建造。
The purpose is that the church may be built up.
然后第四章
Chapter 4
第十八节
Verse 18
这是保罗最后一句话
This is the last phrase of Paul.
我们读中间的一句, 中间的一句
Let's read the middle few words.
你们要纪念我的捆锁
Remember my chains.
那请我们记得这是在哥罗西书里面保罗怎么提到他在罗马监狱
So this is where Paul refers to his imprisonment
第一说到他为着教会得着建造他现在受苦
So on the one hand he is suffering for the sake of the building up of the church
他是为着补满基督患难的缺欠
He is filling up that which is lacking in the sufferings of Christ
当他劝勉了哥罗西的众圣徒以后
As he encouraged the saints of Colossians
你们要纪念我的锁链
Remember my chains
所以这就是保罗他对于哥罗西教会的期许
This is Paul's words to the church in Colossae.
现在我们回到以弗所。
Now let us return to the book of Ephesians.
我们知道保罗在罗马书监狱里面一共写了四封的书信。
Now you know that in the Roman prison, Paul wrote four letters.
四封书信每一封都提到他的锁链。
Now these four letters all refer to his chains.
很明显那个背景乃是罗马监狱的背景。
And the background is very clear is the Roman prison.
但是你看见以弗所跟哥罗西是姊妹的一本书。
But you see that Ephesians and Colossians are sister books.
这是全本圣经启示最高的。
These are the books that have the highest revelation in the Bible.
哥罗西讲到基督是教会的头元首。
Colossians speaks about Christ being the head of the church.
以弗所给我们看见教会乃是基督的身体。
Ephesians shows us that the church is the body of Christ.
哥罗西重在元首。
The Colossians focuses on the head.
以弗所重在身体。
Ephesians focuses on the body.
所以这两本书是姊妹书。
Now these books are sister books.
但是保罗讲到他坐监的时候。
But when you speak about, when Paul speaks about him, his imprisonment.
保罗讲到他当初怎么他反倒讲到他失去自由的时候。
When Paul describes how he lost his freedom.
虽然这两本书是姊妹书。
Even though these two books are sister books.
很多地方非常类似。
And many places are very similar.
比方说以弗所讲到被圣灵充满。
So, for example, the book of Ephesians talks about being filled with the Spirit.
哥罗西说要被基督的道理、被基督的话来充满。
Colossians speaks about being filled with the Word of Christ.
所以很多地方你看见这两卷书完全几乎是平行，是姊妹书。
So many times these books are parallel, are sister books.
但是讲到保罗当初怎么失去自由。
But when it talks about Paul losing his freedom,
那弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
因着背景的缘故。
Now, because of the background,
你就看。哥罗西书的描写跟以弗所书就不同了。
The description in Colossians is different than the description in Ephesians.
哥罗西讲到他被监禁，轻描淡写就带过去了。
In Colossians, he briefly touches on this matter.
那以弗所就不这样。
But in the book of Ephesians, it's different.
你如果仔细刚刚读第一章、第二章，你还不感觉的。
When you study chapter 1 and chapter 2, you don't really feel it.
到了第三章、第四章，你就很清楚。
But when you come to chapter 3 and chapter 4, it becomes clear.
到了第六章。
When you come to chapter 6,
你就看到了第二十节
Verse 20,
我为福音的奥秘做了带锁链的使者
For which I am an ambassador in chains, that therein I speak boldly as I ought to speak.
那有的时候我们会觉得很稀奇
Sometimes I wonder,
现在保罗是在监狱里面
Now Paul was in prison.
他失去了他的自由
He lost his freedom.
如果他自由的话
If he was free,
那保罗可以说你要为我祈求
So you have to ask for me
使我得着口才
That I may receive the word
能以放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘
That utterance may be given me That I may speak boldly on the mystery of the gospel
当需要很大的时候
When the need is great
千千万万灵魂需要蒙拯救的时候
When thousands of souls need to be saved
保罗需要个口像金口一样
Paul needed a golden mouth
所以他祷告说，他说：“求你，我也为我祈求。”
He said, that you pray on my behalf.
使我能够得着口才，得能以放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。
That utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel.
福音的奥秘需要有口才。
To explain the mystery of the gospel, you need a gifted mouth.
为主说话的人要特别小心。
The one who speaks for the Lord needs to be careful.
许多时候，我们为了彰显我们的口才，我们说了一些话。
Oftentimes, we used in order to demonstrate our speaking ability, we speak certain words.
那些话是没有必要的。
Those words are not unnecessary.
但是为什么你这样说呢
？Why do you say it?
你要引起听众的注意。
Because you want to attract your audience.
让你看见你很有口才。
To see that you are indeed very capable.
一面你传讲基督。
On the one hand, you speak Christ.
一面你暗暗的让人家看见你有口才。
On the one hand, you allow people to see that you are a gifted speaker.
口才是很重要的。
The gifted in speaking is
口
important.
口才不是为着秀给别人看的。
But the gifting for speaking is not to show to others.
为什么要得着口才呢？
Why do you have to receive that gift?
我们能够讲明福音的奥秘。
So we can speak clearly the mystery of the gospel.
福音的奥秘是世界上最有口才的人讲不清楚的。
The mystery of the gospel is something that even the best speaker in the world cannot explain clearly.
现在我们还要问，这个时候保罗还有机会讲吗？
So does Paul really have an opportunity to share on the gospel?
保罗要有口才。需要有人为他搭讲台，很多的人在那听，他就需要口才了。
So Paul needs the gifting of speaking because he needs to speak on the pulpit.
人越多，你越能发挥你的口才。
The more the people, the more he can basically expand on his ability.
被软禁了，在监狱里面。
Now Paul was constrained and he was restricted in prison.
他失去了他的自由。
He lost his freedom.
有一把链子，有一个锁链。
There's a chain.
不光链住他，也链住兵丁的。
Not only chained him, but on the other end chained the soldier.
24小时，你看见保罗。是失去自由的。
For 24 hours a day, Paul lost his freedom.
他有行动，但是受了许多的限制。
He could move around, but he was restricted.
所以弟兄姊妹在这里还需要口才吗
？So do you really need the ability to speak?
在这里还需要讲明福音的奥秘吗
？Do you need to speak on the mystery of the gospel?
但是弟兄姊妹，慢慢保罗明白过来了。
So slowly, Paul started to recognize.
你可见当他刚开始的时候，一定有一番的挣扎。
So in the beginning, he must have struggled a lot.
我的用处到现在就完了。
My usefulness has ended here.
我想起黄金的过去。
I think about my glorious past.
我就想起过去的十一年，荣耀的十一年。
I think about the glorious 11 past years.
千千万万的人被赢得归向基督。
Thousands of people came and were brought to Christ.
现在我监狱里还能做什么
？Now what can I do in prison?
面对这些罗马马兵丁，你能做什么
？When I face these Roman soldiers, what can I do?
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and
sisters, 你看你们这个时候还需要口才吗
？Do you really need utterance to be given?
这需要还需要福音的奥秘吗
？Do you need to speak on the mystery of the gospel?
但是弟兄姊妹
，but brothers and sisters,
然后在括弧里面他说，为这福音的奥秘做了带锁链的使者。
So in parentheses he said, for which I'm ambassador in chains.
原文是我做了带锁链的大使。
So this is.Ambassador in chains.
现在保罗才明白过来。
So now Paul started to understand.
他终于到了保罗，到了罗马了。
He finally reached Rome.
罗马是罗马帝国的首都。
Rome is the capital of the Roman Empire.
不要忘记了。
Don't forget.
美国如果送大使送到英国去的话。
So United States, if they were to send an ambassador to England.
那么他就当然，你看见说这个大使就到了英国的首都了。
So of course they would go to the capital of London.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
保罗从来没有想到。
Paul never imagined.
他以为到罗马是被解到罗马去的。
He thought that he went to Rome as a captured prisoner.
他做梦也没有想到。
He never imagined.
现在主在监狱里面让他看见一件事。
Now in prison, the Lord allowed him to see.
你脸上、你手上不是带着锁链吗
？Don't you have chains upon your hands?
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
是神打发你到罗马帝国的大使。
God was sent you as an ambassador to the Roman Empire.
现在你来到了 Heartland， 来到了这个整个罗马帝国的心。
You came to the heartland of the Roman Empire.
现在你的福音怎么样能送到罗马帝国的心脏地带
？So how can you send the gospel into the heartland of the Roman Empire?
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
？Do you see that?
现在主给他看见。
So now the Lord allowed him to see.
他是个大使。
He is an ambassador.
不过他是世界上唯一这样的大使。
But he was the only ambassador of such kind.
你看见英国大使、美国大使、各国的大使。
Whether it be an ambassador to England, to the U.S., etc.
我请问大家，有没有一个大使，他的手上是带着锁链的
？Have you ever seen an ambassador that was in chains?
在整个人类历史里面，这是唯一的一个大使。
In the history of mankind, this is the only ambassador.
你看见没有？他是大使不错。
He is an ambassador.
但是呢，他手上是带着锁链。
But he was in chains.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你可以想象得到,
you could imagine,
起头的时候,
in the beginning,
保罗一定觉得很纳闷的,
Paul probably felt kind of strange.
慢慢圣灵光照他,
then slowly the Holy Spirit
enlightened him. 慢慢圣灵给他看见, 你乃是大使。
Now slowly the Holy Spirit showed him you are an ambassador.
要借着你送到整个罗马帝国的心脏地。
The gospel is going to be preached into the heartland of Roman Empire through you.
你人到了罗马，对不对？
You have entered into Rome, right?
那么现在你应该代表天国把福音送到这个地方。
So now you're presenting the kingdom of heaven to bring the gospel there.
美国有个 message 透过美国大使给英国给英国给别的国家。
The United States has a message that through the ambassador to England, he would send it to them.
但是主提醒他,
but God reminded him.
你这个大使是带着锁链的。
You are an ambassador in chains,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters.
慢慢慢慢他发现了,
slowly he started to discover.
那个锁链,
those chains,
是叫他失去自由。
It allowed him to lose freedom.
他忽然明白过来。
But he finally understood.
这个锁链也是叫对方失去自由。
It also allows the other on the guy on the other end to lose his freedom.
当你传福音的时候
，when you preach the gospel，
没人要听的。
No one wants to listen.
他有各种借口就跑掉了。
He has many excuses to run away.
但是现在保罗如果对那个兵丁传福音的话
，But if Paul preached to that soldier，
他跑也跑不掉。
He couldn't run away.
你看见吗
？You see that？
现在保罗需要口才了。
Now Paul needed utterance.
你们为我祷告。
They pray for me.
为什么我？需要为我祷告。
Why do I need utterance?
我有个使命。
Because I have a work to do.
神打发我到罗马帝国来了。
So the Lord has sent me into the heartland of Rome.
现在我到了罗马帝国的首都。
I go to the capital of Roman Empire.
这个监狱就是我的大使馆。
This prison is my embassy.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
So you see that?
如果人要到天国，就要到这来签证的。
So if people want to go to the kingdom of heaven, they need to get a visa or passport here.
有一个人呢，从哪里呢？从哥罗西逃到耶路撒罗马来了。
So there was one person that fled from Colossae to Rome.
那个人名字叫阿女西姆。
His name is Onesimus.
他本来是逃掉的。
He was one who ran away from home.
结果没有想到跑到大使馆里拿到签证了。
So he never imagined that he would enter into a prison to get a visa.
结果他可以到天堂去了。
Then he could enter into the kingdom of heaven.
所以保罗就写封信了。
So Paul wrote a letter.
那就是腓利门了。
And that's the book of Philemon.
腓利门书就是为着阿女西姆来求情。
So Philemon is a book begging for Onesimus.
现在你明白吗？
So now you understand.
那个监狱原来是大使馆。
That prison is an embassy.
现在保罗是带着锁链的大使。
So Paul was an ambassador in chains.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
现在逃不掉了。
Now you couldn't flee.
大概每八个钟头轮一班的。
Every 8 hours there'll be a new soldier.
一共三班的。
There are three shifts.
想想看。
Think about it.
保罗的口实在是金口。
Now Paul's mouth was a golden mouth.
八分钟人应该信主了。
So in 8 minutes he should make you believe.
现在磨啊磨啊磨八个钟头。
So think about it, 8 hours there.
你看这个人信不信主？
Will that person believe?
而更奇妙在这里。
Even more amazing.
保罗去过以利利谷啊。
Paul had gone to
Illyricum. 那以利利谷就是今天阿尔巴尼亚。
Illyricum is Albania of today.
阿尔巴尼亚有山地的地方，还有海岸这个平原的地方。
So Albania has mountainous regions as well as the seashore.
这个平原的地方就是希腊文化很发达的地方。
So along the plain next to the sea, it was a very developed Greek culture there.
住在山地里面那些同胞啊，那都是很彪悍的。
So those who live in the mountainous regions are kind of rougher.
非常非常彪悍的。
And very tough.
所以罗马帝国当他要招皇家卫队的时候。
So when the Roman Empire was going to call out the royal soldiers.
他专门要找罗马帝国里面最彪悍的人。
He wanted to find the toughest group in amongst the people of the empire.
结果历史告诉我们说。
Then history tells us.
在皇家卫队里面大概10个有9个都是从阿尔巴尼亚来的。
So actually, if you look at the royal guard of the Roman Empire, 9 out of 10 came from Albania.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看保罗因为去过以利古的。
Now because Paul had gone to Illyricum.
所以你看见他可以，因为他知道他很清楚的。
Because he was very clear.
十个有九个这些兵丁从哪里来的
？9 out of 10 soldiers came from there.
你看见吗
？You see that?
你一听说他是四川来，你就和他讲四川话了。
If you know he's from 四川， you will speak in 四川。
马上整个的情形就改变了。
Then the whole situation will change.
所以弟兄姊妹。你可以想象
you can imagine,
就在那一段的期间
in that period of time,
做梦也没有想到
you never imagined,
一个一个 这样的灵魂就得救。
One by one, the souls are brought in.
所以到了以腓立比书最后的时候，
So towards the end of the book of Philippians,
保罗在罗马监狱，
Paul was in the Roman prison.
就问候在腓立比教会的安。
So he was greeting the saints in Philippi.
他怎么说呢？
What did he say?
他说凯撒一家的人问你们安。
He said, all the saints salute you, chiefly they that are of the Caesar's household.
那弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
怎么会凯撒一家人问候你们？
How could Caesar's household greet you?
凯撒一家就是凯撒宫廷里面的人。
Caesar's household refers to the people in his palace.
现在证明说福音已经送到了凯撒的宫廷里面去了。
So now you see that the gospel has reached into the Caesar's palace.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
福音怎么送进去？
How did the gospel reach there?
起头保罗觉得你要我讲到最少200个人。
In the beginning, Paul would say, if you want me to preach, give me 200 people.
你要我讲到最少2000个人。
Just to give me 2000 people.
现在民传道都这样和别人办交涉的。
So actually,
民传道，很有名的传道。
Now, today, now famous speakers, they have these conditions that they give out.
小猫三四只我是不来的。
I won't speak to just a few.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
你看见保罗神实在是用他。
But God really used Paul.
他以为他没有用了。
He thought he was useless now.
感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
现在他发现他很有用。
Now he discovered he was very useful.
他乃是大使。
He is the ambassador.
是天国的大使。
He is the ambassador of the kingdom of heaven.
不过是带着锁链的。
But he was in chains.
但是就是那个锁链。
But even in those chains.
你看一个一个在凯撒家灵魂就蒙恩得救。
One by one, those of Caesar's household became saved.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这是保罗的发现。
This is Paul's discovery.
所以明白吗？
So you understand that?
当讲到以弗所，当他和以弗所圣徒来讲到他的讲到他这个过去的时候，
So when he talks to the church at Philippi and talks about his past,
那这里面他跟这个什么跟这个哥罗西就讲的就不同了。
Now this is different than what he spoke in the book of Colossians.
第一章第二章你感觉不出来。
Chapter 1 and chapter 2 you don't really sense it.
第三章就很清楚了。
Chapter 3 becomes clear.
因此我保罗为你们外邦人做了基督耶稣被囚。
For this I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这句话是接着第一章跟第二章。
This follows chapter 1 and chapter 2.
保罗还记得他怎么为基督被囚。
Paul remembers how he became imprisoned for Christ.
保罗还记得他为什么被捉拿。
He remembered why he was captured.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你明白吗？
Do you understand?
这里的外邦人，
this Gentile here,
这三个字，
these words,
对于特罗菲摩来讲，感觉再深不过了。
Was had the deepest impression on Trophimus.
就做历史来说，
from historical perspective,
你看保罗为耶稣基督被囚。
Paul, for Christ's sake, was imprisoned.
那弟兄姊妹，在这里原文是 a prisoner of Christ Jesus.
A prisoner of Christ Jesus.
是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
现在保罗说，我变成基督耶稣的囚奴。
It means that I am a prisoner of Jesus Christ.
他没有说我是罗马皇帝的囚奴。
He didn't say I'm a prisoner of the Roman Emperor.
你看见在保罗的感觉里面。
So in Paul's sentiment,
虽然在圣殿在耶路撒冷被捉拿了。
Even though he was captured in the temple in Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
他觉得他是被神捉拿。
He felt that he was arrested by God.
他觉得是基督耶稣囚禁了他。
He felt that Christ Jesus was the one that imprisoned him.
所以他说我做了基督耶稣的囚禁。
So he says, I have become the prisoner of Jesus Christ.
我失去了自由。
I have lost my freedom.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
本来我太自由了。
Before I was too free.
有一个危险。
There was a danger.
那个危险就是教会就变成了犹太教的延续。
The danger is that the church will become a sect of Judaism.
但是主爱我，
but the Lord loves me.
他不让我随便的来往。
He didn't allow me to be careless.
感谢主，
thank the Lord.
主紧紧的握住我。
The Lord laid hold of me.
主把我囚禁了。
He imprisoned me.
那个囚禁对我是个保护。
That imprisonment was a protection for me.
那个囚禁对我是个优待。
That imprisonment was treating me well.
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？
Do you understand?
经过那么多年的监狱，
after years in prison,
现在保罗慢慢沉淀下来了。
Now Paul started to settle down.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
他不是说我是环境的监狱，不是。
He didn't say I'm a prisoner of my environment.
他不是说我受了犹太人的逼迫，他不这么说。
He didn't say I was persecuted by the Jews.
这些好像都忘记了。
As if he forgot all the.
同样一件事。
The same thing.
好几年前。
Many years before.
他现在写信给以弗所的教会。
He wrote to the church in Ephesus.
你们最清楚了。
You are the clearest.
你们有一个人叫了特洛菲摩。
There was one among you called Trophimus.
那么 不光特洛菲摩，特洛菲摩也把所有事情都告诉你们了。
And the Trophimus told you all things that happened.
所以弟兄姊妹，
所以弟兄姊妹，
现在你应该知道。
Now you start to understand.
我虽然在罗马监狱里面，
even though I'm in the Roman prison,
但是我不是罗马帝国的囚奴。
But I am not a prisoner of the Roman Empire.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
You see that?
我乃是耶基督耶稣的囚奴。
I am the prisoner of Jesus Christ.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
因着他的爱，
because of His love,
他就囚禁了我的浪漫的翅膀。
So he restricted my wings.
你知道本来我的鸟在那飞的都非常浪漫的。
Because before when the bird was flying, it was very romantic.
我哪里都可以飞的。
I could go anywhere I wanted.
但是弟兄姊妹，
my brothers and sisters,
是我的主让我失去了那个浪漫的翅膀。
It's my Lord who let me lose these wings.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
主知道我。
The Lord knows.
如果我不小心的话，
if I'm not careful,
如果根据我自己的话，
if I follow myself,
教会就不是教会，
the church is not the church anymore.
所以弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
当他回过头去想的时候，
when he looked back and saw,
他满心的感谢，
he was full of thanksgiving.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这是个奉献的人，
this is a consecrated man.
你明白吗？
Do you understand?
不是说这个人没有挣扎，
it's not that this person did not have struggles.
不是说这个人当初没有痛苦，
it's not that this person did not suffer.
他有挣扎，
he had struggles.
他有痛苦，
he had suffering.
他觉得被羞辱，
he felt that he was ashamed.
他觉得被逼迫，
he felt that he was persecuted. He felt that the environment was pressing on him. But slowly, the Holy Spirit explained to him. God spoke what he has already spoken in his word to him again. And a light came, lit in him. What did he say? I am the prisoner of Jesus Christ. But I remember. I remember the story of Trophimus.
I remember that time when I and Trophimus were together in Jerusalem.
I remember I was with Trophimus in Jerusalem. Others people misunderstood. But brothers and sisters, that, was that a misunderstanding accidental? No, it's the design of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit never makes a mistake. But there's one thing I know. Why was he captured? Why have I become the prisoner of Christ Jesus? It's for your sakes, you Gentiles. So brothers and sisters, do you understand now? Why did Paul say this in the book of Ephesians? Because Trophimus was amidst them. Everybody understood that story. So brothers and sisters, and this is put in context. In the beginning there's two chapters. There are two chapters behind.
So now Paul 讲他故事的时候，
so when Paul tells his story,
因为只有以弗所他们明白，
because only the Ephesians understood him,
所以哥罗西他就不讲了，
so in the book of Colossians he doesn't mention it,
没有那个背景，
because there's no background.
哥罗西没有特洛菲摩，
Colossians did not have, the Colossi did not have Trophimus,
但是以弗所有特洛菲摩，
but Ephesus did have Trophimus,
还有以弗所有也做了，特洛菲摩也做了见证的，
Trophimus also bore witness.
他们为保罗祷告，
they prayed for Paul,
他们天天挂念保罗，
they were concerned for Paul.
终于
One day,
他们碰到推基古了。
They met Tychicus.
哦，那个脸多么亲热。
And then he was so happy.
看到推基古就好像看到保罗一样。
And when they saw Tychicus, as if they saw Paul.
现在他把信打开了。
Now he opened the letter.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
一点都没有错。
No, nothing wrong with that.
对于以弗所的教会。
For the church in Ephesus,
保罗记得很清楚。
Paul remembers.
就是因为有一个以弗所人叫做特洛菲摩。
It was because of an Ephesian named Trophimus.
这是保罗所结的果子。
This is the fruit of Paul.
也许是最好的果子。
Maybe the best fruit of Paul.
他能够忠心跟随保罗一直到耶路撒冷。
He followed Paul all the way to Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
保罗里面清楚的很。
Paul was clear inside of him.
他明白的很。
He understood.
他知道特洛菲摩对他的爱。
He knows the love of Trophimus to him.
但他也知道。
But he also knows.
那次特洛菲摩一定吓坏了。
That time Trophimus was probably scared to death.
连胆子都没有了。
He lost all his courage.
我们怎么知道呢？
How do we know?
十三节。
Verse 13.
三章十三节。
Chapter 3 verse 13.
所以我求你们。
Therefore I desire.
不要因我们为你们所受的患难丧胆。
That you do not lose heart at my tribulations for you.
这原是你们的荣耀。
Which is your glory.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
怎么可能？
How is it possible?
起头特洛菲摩吓都吓坏了。
Trophimus was so afraid and lost all his heart.
一定是我闯了祸了。
Oh, I must have done something wrong.
是我害保罗坐在监牢上的。
I caused Paul to be imprisoned.
千错万错，有一天我得救了。
There was a big mistake of me being saved.
我又跟随了保罗。
And then I followed Paul.
如果我不到耶路撒冷，不就没有事了？
If I didn't go to Jerusalem, Paul would be okay.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so, brothers,
你可以想象得到特洛菲摩回耶路回以弗所他。 里面有多么沮丧。
So you can imagine how depressed Trophimus was when he returned to Ephesus.
不光他散党。
Not only did he lose his courage.
整个教会都散党。
The whole church lost their hearts.
他们说你看。
You see,
保罗因着爱我们的缘故。
Because Paul loved us so.
好像是我们害了他一样。
As if we caused him to have all the sins.
所以当保罗写这封信的时候。
So when Paul wrote this.
他安慰他们。
He comforted them.
他说你们不要因着我的患难来散党。
He said, do not lose heart at my tribulations for you. This is your glory. This is your crown. How is that possible? Brothers and sisters,
那告诉我们说,
this tells us
there
is a glorious end to that suffering. That glory is connected with the will of God. So Paul told them that the glorious reason. This is chapter 1 and chapter 2. Do you understand? Now Paul was telling them his story. He was just like them. Who was weak and just like him? Brothers and sisters, all of a sudden when Paul was in prison, he asked 10,000 why, as if he had no answer. But thank the Lord, when he was in prison, he had a discovery. It's not that he doesn't understand. Now it's even clearer. Do you remember? In Colossae, what did he say? He said that in Colossians, that Christ is our life. What does that mean? If Christ lives in us, He is my life. Now it is no longer I that live, but Christ lives in me. Isn't that Christ is my life then? What kind of life is that? What did Paul say? In prison he had a discovery. What is that discovery? So your life is hid in Christ with the Father. And then an earlier phrase said, and that Christ is seated at the right hand of the Most High.
哦, 弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters, this life is a life of ascension.
我再说不只是属天的生命,
it's not just a life of heaven,
heavenly life,
not just a heavenly life,
而且是 life of ascension, 是个升天的生命,
it's a life of ascension.
这个升天是带着行动的,
this life of ascension is an active life.
这什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
这个生命像蝴蝶一样的生命,
this life is a life of a butterfly.
哦, 弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, if you have this life,
你没有理由埋在自己的壳子里面,
you don't have to dwell in your shell.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
这个生命要医治你,
this life it was going to heal you.
这个生命要叫你从你自己壳子里面出来,
this life is allow you to burst out of your own shell.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
现在保罗有个发现,
now Paul had a discovery.
你看见说有一个能力向着我们圣徒能力何等的浩大,
there is a great power towards us the saints.
他所蒙得的救恩,
that's salvation he received. Not that just the Lord is our Savior. He not only forgives our sins. Not only allows us not to go to hell.
但保罗在监狱的时候,
but in prison,
有一个能力,
Paul realizes the power.
像炸药的能, 炸弹的能力一
样, that power is just like an explosive power.
我们弟兄已经说过,
our brother already mentioned.
一面是 dynamite,
on the one hand it's dynamite.
一面是 dynamic,
on the one hand it's dynamic.
你看就是这里给, 这就是保罗所得着的生命。
So this is the life that Paul received.
在监狱里面,
in prison.
你只能安安静静,
you can only be quiet.
所以有的人说你到了一定年龄你好好退休就好了, 抱抱孙子就可以了。
So some people say when you reach a certain age you just retire and just hold your grandkids.
这叫做 static.
So this is static.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
你看见吗?
Do you see that?
保罗在监狱里面,
Paul was in prison.
结果他有个发现,
he had a discovery.
这个生命有个能力,
this life have a power.
如果他是升天的生命,
if it's a power of ascension,
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
这个生命能叫我们与基督一同坐在天上,
this life allows us to be seated with Christ in the heavenly place.
忽然间发现,
Paul all of a sudden discovered this.
他是在监狱里,
he is in prison.
他同时与基督一同坐在天上,
at the same time he was seated with Christ in the heavenly place.
所有的苦难,
all the suffering,
所有的眼泪,
all the tears,
所有的痛苦,
all the sufferings,
都在他的脚底下,
all beneath his feet.
他经历一种喜乐,
he experienced a joy,
是从深处来的喜乐,
comes from the depth.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
弟兄明白吗?
Do you understand?
就是因着被带到天上,
because he was brought into heaven,
他就看见从前没有看见,
so he saw what he didn't see before.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
他本来以为神的旨意已经传遍了,
he thought that the will of God was already preached to the end.
现在他发现,
now he discovered,
神永远的旨意,
the eternal will of God.
第一章讲到神在他自己里面所定的旨意,
chapter 1 spoke about the will that he established in himself.
第三章讲到神在 基督里面所定的旨意。
Chapter 3 talks about him establishing a will in Christ.
他在自己里面所定的旨意是基督。
The will he established in himself is Christ.
他在基督里面所定的旨意乃是教会。
And the will that he established in Christ is the church.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
什么叫做神永远的旨意？
What is the eternal will of God?
那就是基督与教会。
Is the Christ and the church.
哦，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
现在你明白了。
Now do you understand?
这么简单的两句话。
It's a simple two phrases.
保罗从前怎么没有看见？
How come Paul never saw it before?
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
不是没有看见。
It's not that he didn't see it.
那个时候他没有话。
It's that he didn't have the word.
为什么没有话呢？
Why didn't he not have the word?
不是他不够聪明。
It's not that he's not smart enough.
比什么人都聪明。
Paul is smarter than everyone.
不要忘记。
But don't forget.
你没有经历，你的话就不来的。
If you don't experience it, your word won't come.
你再有口才没有用的。
No matter how well you speak, it's no use.
你看见吗？
Do you see that?
一个 preacher.
A preacher.
一个很有名的传道人。
A famous preacher.
和一个有属灵执事的人是不一样的。
And one who has a spiritual ministry, it's different.
一个 preacher 给人的感觉他的口才。
A preacher, the impression he gives you is that he speaks well.
但是一个 minister 真的为主说话的人。
But one who has a spiritual ministry.
你看他身上有话的。
One who speaks for the Lord, he has a word in him.
但是不要忘记。
Don't forget.
那些话不是便宜的就给你了没
有。That word does not come cheaply.
你要背多少的十字架。
Have to bear much cross.
你要学多少的功课？
You have to learn many lessons.
流多少的眼泪？
You have to shed many tears.
亲爱的
brothers and sisters,
你一点一点在那里学。
You are learning that lesson.
主的话慢慢就多起来。
Then the word of God becomes abundant.
你越忠心，
the more you're faithful,
主就把他的话给你。
The more the Lord gives His word to you.
你不忠心的话，
if you're not faithful,
不小心，你把那句话做你自己的装饰品。
You allow these words to become your ornaments.
让人觉得你非常的伟大。
So people feel that you're great.
但是弟兄姊妹，
but brothers and sisters,
求主开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
你看见吗？
Do you see that?
在这里，保罗被监禁。
Here Paul was in prison.
保罗学了许多的功课。
Paul learned many lessons.
他像我们也是一样。
He was just like us.
他未尝没有软弱。
It's not that he didn't have weaknesses.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
但他经历了属天的经历。
When he experienced the heavenly experience.
经历有一个能力叫做升天的能力。
When he experienced the power of ascension.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord, brothers.
这个经历叫做升天的经历。
This experience is the experience of ascension.
所有都在他脚底下。
All things are beneath him.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord, brothers.
你看见吗？
You see that?
保罗这位真的成熟了。
Paul now really became mature.
所以主真的把话给他了。
So that's why the Lord gave him His word.
在这个以前，
this is before.
没有话的。
He didn't have a word.
道理是有。
He had the teaching.
罗马书道理很多。
In Romans, you have many doctrines.
加拉太书道理也很多。
And many doctrines of Galatians.
非常有系统的。
And it's very systematic.
但是弟兄姊
妹， but brothers and sisters,
现在你看见不一样。
Now you saw something different.
这话充满了生命。
This word is full of life.
不光充满了生命。
Not just full of life.
这话也可以带着能力。
And this word is a word of power.
这就是这里的故事。
This is the story here.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
那么现在他给我们看见。
So now he shows us.
教会是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，
but brothers and sisters,
他是像宇宙那么大的东西。
He is as big as the whole universe.
他明白过来。
Now he understood.
犹太教太小了。
Judaism is way too small.
犹太教的格局太小了。
The sphere of Judaism is too small.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
许多时候我们都做个小眼睛小鼻子的人。
So we often are very small people.
你看见没有？
Do you see that?
主要把我看见。
But the Lord wanted Paul to see
基督的教会，
the church of Christ,
他所代表的那个新的皮带。
So the new wineskin that it represents
是犹太教所代表的旧皮带不能够相比的。
It is something that's incomparable to the old wineskin of Judaism.
光讲太阳跟地球来相比。
If you just speak about the comparison between the sun and the earth,
你把太阳挖空了可以装满130万个地球。
So if you emptied out the whole sun, you could fill in it a 1.3 million earths.
何况整个的宇宙。
Imagine the whole universe.
所以弟兄姊
妹， so brothers and sisters,
现在你看见吗？
Now you see that?
保罗看见就是看见了。
Paul really saw.
现在当你看见保罗有了话以后。
So when Paul had a word.
同样的他过去的亮光是看见了。
On the same reason, in the past, he saw the light.
现在他能把光给别人。
Now he can give the light to others.
请记得。
Remember.
如果保罗看见亮光，
if Paul saw the light,
只有保罗一个人属灵的，
Paul only himself is spiritual,
一个人走上去的，
one person can reach that goal,
教会不能得到建立，
the church cannot be built.
所以为着基督的身体，
so for the sake of the body of Christ,
保罗真是补满基督患难的缺缺，
Paul truly filled that was lacking in the afflictions of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
现在你明白吗？
Now you understand.
我们看见保罗现在看清楚了，
we saw that Paul really understood.
新酒一定要装在新瓶。
New wineskins need to go into new wine needs to go into new wineskins. Brothers and sisters. So this one who was often in the tradition of Judaism, he couldn't escape from that prison. But thank brothers and sisters. Thank the Lord. In the Roman prison, he escaped it once and for all. And he gave us the word. He not just saw himself individually. Now all of us can see as well. From now on, the church has a way. So brothers and sisters, if you really see it, if you really heard it, don't walk the way backwards. Don't walk the easy way. If you walk the easy way, of course you'll be persecuted. Of course you're going to be imprisoned by Christ. If Paul is the prisoner of Christ, so that the church may be built up, do you want to be free? Many Christians, they go around doing this and that. He has the most freedom. No one can lay hold of him. But no, brothers and sisters, thank the Lord. The Lord, his love constrains that romantic wings of ours. You cannot just be so casually going here and there. You'll lose your freedom.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗?
You see that?
如果你看见教会是基督的身体,
if you see that the church is the body of Christ, you will lose your freedom. If the church is but the extension of Judaism,
这里不留我,
so if I'm not welcome here, I'll go somewhere else.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
你看见吗?
You see that?
在这里有一个很严肃的问题,
there is a very serious question here.
你看见保罗所经过的,
now what Paul went through,
应该是我们每一个人所经过的,
should be what all of us go through. You cannot just ask Paul to be in prison.
然后我们可以随便,
then we could be careless.
所以感谢主,
so brothers and sisters, thank the Lord.
当你读到第二章的时候,
when we read chapter 2,
尤其从11节开始,
starting from verse 11, let us read very carefully.
他说,
therefore remember that in the time past, Gentiles, you were in the flesh. Remember these things.
尤其是菲特罗菲姆,
especially Trophimus.
你还记得吗?
Do you remember?
你按着肉体是外邦人,
so according to the flesh, you are a Gentile.
这个名字谁取的呢?
Who gave you this name?
是那个没有,不光外邦,是没有受隔离的。
Not only are you a Gentile, but you're uncircumcised.
那么人说你没有受隔离。
Someone says you're uncircumcised. Who said this?
乃是那些凭人手在肉身上称为受隔离的人所起的。
Now these were given by the so-called circumcision.
那时你们与基督无关。
At that time, you were had no part with Christ.
在以色列的国民以外,
being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我不是说过吗?
Didn't I mention?
当特洛菲摩登上那个外邦的院, 登了圣殿广场的时候,
when Trophimus reached that Gentile's court of the temple,
他起得很高兴, 他终于到了外邦的院,
in the beginning, he was very excited that he reached the Gentile's court.
圣殿应该成为万国祷告的殿,
because the temple of God was going to be the house of prayer for the nations.
但他看见一道的墙,
but he saw a wall there. He knew he couldn't approach further. Paul could go.
他觉得我没有份,
he said, I didn't have a part.
因为我与基督无关,
because I have nothing to do with Christ.
在以色列国民以外,
I was outside the commonwealth of Israel.
在所应许的诸约上是局外人,
I was stranger from the stranger from the covenant of promise.
并且活在世上没有指望,
having no hope.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你想特洛菲摩在圣殿, 在他看见, 那个墙以前, 他真的有这样的感觉。
So when Paul, before Trophimus saw that wall, he really had the sentiment.
所以弟兄明白吗?
So you see that?
这些话只有特洛菲摩感觉最深刻的。
And Trophimus had the deepest impression of these words.
以弗所的每一个人都觉得很深刻。
Everyone in Ephesians had a deep impression.
他们都听说保罗的故事。
They all heard the story of Paul.
他们和特洛菲摩站在一起,
they stood together with Trophimus.
他们在同一只船上,
they were in the same boat.
同样的一个命运,
they were in the same destiny.
他们都是局外人,
they were all outside the commonwealth.
没有指望, 没有神,
without hope, without God.
与基督无关,
with nothing to do with Christ.
在以色列国民以外,
outside the commonwealth of Israel.
然后13节,
and then verse 13,
你们从前远离神的人,
now you were who are far off.
如今却在基督耶稣里靠着他的血已经得清净。
In Christ Jesus are made nigh by the blood of Christ.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这真是福音。
This is indeed the gospel.
你们这些外邦人。
You who are Gentiles.
你们远离神啊。
You are far away from God.
但如今却在基督耶稣里靠着他的血已经得清净。
But today in Christ Jesus you are been made nigh by the blood of Christ.
你看十四节他怎么说。
What did he say in verse 14?
因他使我们和睦。
For he is our peace.
将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
For he is our peace, who have made both one and have broken down the middle wall.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
这句话不能给犹太人听见。
You cannot let the Jews hear this word phrase.
谁敢拆毁中间这隔断的墙？
Who dares to break down this dividing wall?
谁就是犹太教的叛徒？
Then he is a rebel of Judaism.
保罗就是因着这一句，就是因着这件事被捉拿的。
So Paul was in prison because of this.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
这里告诉我们，
Here it tells us.
人间有一个最大的区别。
So there is the greatest distinction among mankind.
那就是犹太人跟外邦人中间的区别。
And that is the distinction between Jews and Gentiles.
这个区别是代表了世界上所有的区别。
Now this distinction represents all the distinctions in the
world. 阶级的区别。
A distinction of a class.
男女的区别。
Distinction of man and woman.
文化上的区别。
Distinction of cultures.
弟兄姊妹，你看
见吗？ Brothers and sisters, you see
犹太人或者是希利尼人。
Whether Jews or Gentiles.
或者是化外人或者洗固体人。
With the Scythians or whether the slave,
或者是自主的，或者是为奴的，
or whether it's the free or the slave,
或者是男的，或者是女的，
or male and female.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天你要讲区别的话，
when you talk about distinction,
你到犹太教去，
you go to Judaism,
那个区别是最清楚的。
That distinction is the most prominent.
有一个隔断的墙，
there is a wall.
你一分都不能过，不可能过去。
You cannot go past that wall.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
现在有一个好的消息。
Now there's a good news.
这个好消息是什么？
Now what is that?News.
因为基督使我们和睦。
Because Christ allows us to be one.
怎么和睦呢？
How can we be one?
像是两下合而为一。
Now the two can be made one.
意思就是外邦人跟犹太人能是一个。
So that the Jews and the Gentiles can be one.
然后要拆毁中间的墙。
So that he removed the wall, the middle wall partition.
怎么拆毁的？
How can he destroy the
wall? 我们的主付上了最大的代价。
Because our Lord paid the greatest price.
而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇。
And then he, by his own body,
第十二、十五节，将。
Having abolished it in his flesh, the enmity.
那弟兄姊妹，这里讲到他自己的身体。
Now here speaks about his own body.
他的身体裂开了。
His body was broken.
所以十六节说他在十字架上就灭了冤仇。
And then verse 16 it says that he has destroyed the enmity between.
所以耶稣的身体是在十字架上裂开的。
Now the body of Christ is separated on the cross.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
他的身体裂开了。
As his body was separated.
结果他要得着一个身体。
He is to gain a body.
你明白吗？
Do you see that?
为什么我们的主身体裂开？
Why was our Lord's body broken?
神有一个旨意。
God had a will.
他要在宇宙里面得着一个身体。
In the universe, he was going to gain a body.
你看你这个代价何等的大。
Now this price is a great price.
我们的主为我们死。
Our Lord died for us.
叫我们不下地狱，叫我们上天堂。
So that we know how we have to go to hell, we can go to heaven.
这都是真的。
This is all true.
但是请记得。
But brothers and sisters, remember.
我们主裂开的身体。
The broken body of the Lord.
是为了得着一个身体。
And so that he can gain a body.
这个身体是怎么回事呢？
What is this body?
你来看下面这个。第十六节怎么说？
What does verse 16 say?
借着这个十字架，
that through the cross,
使两下归为一个身体，与神和好。
That he might reconcile both unto God in one body.
那弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
这个身体什么身体？
What is this body?
这个身体就是以弗所书第一章最后说教会是基督身体那个身体。
This is the body mentioned in the latter part of Ephesians chapter 1, the body of Christ.
我再说弟兄姊妹，
I repeat,
这里有两个身体。
There are two bodies.
一个身体在十字架上，
One body was on the cross.
一个身体在主复活以后，
One body was after he resurrected.
你看见为着得着这个基督的身体，
In order to gain this body of Christ.
结果我们的主的身体在十字架上被裂开了。
So that's why the body of Christ was broken.
在十字架上
On the cross.
他就灭掉了冤仇。
And then he slew the enmity.
弟兄姊妹, Brothers, 那个冤仇是什么?
What is that enmity?
在犹太人的感觉里面,
In the sentiment of Jews.
外邦人像猪像狗一样。
Gentiles are but pigs and dogs.
猪和狗不能够越过那个隔断的墙。
Pigs and dogs cannot go past that wall.
我们乃是神家里面的人。
We are of the household of God.
所以弥赛亚是我们桌子上的饼。
So that's why the Messiah is the bread upon our table.
这些人在桌子底下。
These people are beneath the table.
弟兄姊妹,
Do you see that?
这些是外邦人,
These people are Gentiles.
他们没不好拿儿女的饼给狗吃。
It's not good for you to give the bread of the children to the dogs and
但是弟兄姊妹,
pigs.
感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
那次我们的主刻意地到了外邦地,
but our Lord purposely went to the Gentile land.
刻意到了迦南妇人那里,
purposely went into that woman.
弟兄姊妹, 你看见吗?
You see that?
他是儿女的饼不错。
So it, indeed it is the bread of the children. These Gentiles are indeed beneath the table.
但是问题在这里,
but brothers and sisters,
这个在桌子底下的狗没有爬到桌上去吃那个饼没有。
So that dog did not climb upon the table to eat of the bread.
这一次是饼自动地跑到桌子底下来了。
So the crumbs of the bread fell upon the floor.
我们的主爱他们,
our Lord loved them.
我们主情愿到外邦地,
our Lord wanted to go to the Gentiles.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
那个祷告是个最好的祷告。
That prayer was the greatest prayer.
狗也吃那个饼所掉下来的碎渣。So
that the dogs will even eat the crumbs that fall out of the table.
主耶稣来到了外邦地。The
Lord Jesus came to among the Gentiles.
现在我终于抓到他了。Now
I can lay hold of him.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
那个冤仇,
that enmity,
在十字架上已经废掉,
on the cross has been destroyed.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在你看见吗?
Now you see,
我们借着十字架使两下能归于一个身体与神和好了,
so that he might reconcile both unto God into one body by the cross.
然后话不止这么多,
it's not just that.
你再读下去,
if you keep on reading,
并且来传和平的福音给你们,
and came and preached peace to you,
远处的人,
which were far off,
言给那近处的人,
and to them that were nigh.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
谁是远处的人?
Who are those that are far off?
那就是外邦人.
It is the Gentiles.
谁是近处的人?
Who are those that are nigh?
那就是犹太人.
And that is the Jews.
因为他们跨过了那个墙,
because they pressed that wall.
他们比所有外邦人都更靠近.
They were closer than all of the Gentiles.
当他们在women's court, 在妇女院的时候,
when they were at the women's court,
以色列全家都在那里了.
The whole household of Israel was there.
他们说你看我们神的同在就在我们的隔壁。
They said the presence of God is just past the wall.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
这个和平的福音,
the gospel of peace,
传给你们在远处的人,
was preached to you who are far off,
也给那些在近处的人,
and to those that are near,
那些人好像过了那个墙一样,
as if they passed that wall,
因为我们两下,
because the two of us,
外邦人跟犹太人,
Both the Gentiles and the Jews,
借着他就是借着基督,
through him,
被一个圣灵所感动,
have accessed by one Spirit,
得以进到父的面,
unto the Father.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗?
You see that?
基督身体的产生,
the body of Christ was produced.
因为我们的主在十字架上, 他为我们裂开了他的身体,
because his body was broken for us on the cross.
所以把我们所有的区别,
so he's removed all of this distinction.
所有的冤仇通通消灭,
removed all the enmity.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这个叫做教会,
this is the church.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
如果你在犹太教里面,
if you are in Judaism,
你看不见猪也看不见狗的,
you cannot see pigs and dogs,
你只看见儿女的,
you will see only your children.
但是感谢主,
but brothers and sisters,
这是何等的救恩,
this is a wonderful salvation.
现在借着十字架,
now through the cross,
把我们两下借着他被一个圣灵所感动,
that but with, through him we both have access by one Spirit,
得以进到父面,
unto the Father.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
特洛黑摩, 你不要羡慕那些人,
Trophimus, don't be envious of those.
不错, 那些人是越过了墙,
those people indeed have access to go beyond the wall.
他们有没有来到父面前?
Have they gone before the Father?
没有,
no.
他们只做父的邻居,
they are only the neighbors of the presence of God.
虽然几公尺以外远,
even though they are a few meters away from the presence of God,
那个距离像天坛到地狱那么远一样,
that distance is as far as from earth to heaven.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord,
因着主为我们成功了这样的身体,
because the Lord has made such a body for him.
这就是教会了,
This is the church.
弟兄姊妹, so, brothers,
this is the difference between the Judaism and the church.
然后19节他怎么说?
Verse 19, what does
这样你们不再做外人,
now, therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners.
你不再是外人了,
you're no longer strangers.
你也不再是客旅,
and foreigners.
乃是与圣徒同国的,
but are fellow citizens with the saints.
是神家里的人了,
and of the household of God.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters.
看了我们感觉会是什么样的感觉?
What is the sentiment of Trophimus? He thought that those that only had access to the women's court were part of the household. But don't be envious of them. That temple is made of wood and stone. That represents the old wineskin. Now you see that? The Lord has prepared the body of Christ. In this body, all distinctions have been removed. You can no longer see the distinction. This is the body of Christ. This is the church. When you only see Cantonese, or when you only see Jews, or when you see one Chinese, or when in the United States you only see the Chinese,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
在这里给我们看见,
here you see,
如果是基督的身体,
if it is the body of Christ,
这是看不见的,
you shouldn't be able to see
it.
Do you understand?
到底有没有教会的实际?
Whether is there a reality of the church?
到底这是神是不是神所做的?
Is it the work of God?
你只要问一个问题,
you just ask a question.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
在这里,
are all distinctions removed?
明白吗,
do you understand, brothers and sisters?
这个缘故,
because of this,
你看见,
you see that?
Trophimus
has an even deeper sentiment.
不再是外人了,
no longer just strangers. And of the household of God.
那不光这样,
not just that.
而且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上,
and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets.
有基督自己,
Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone,
and
whom all the building fitly framed together, growing into the temple of God. So Trophimus, you saw wood and stones. Those materials are not spiritual. So here it tells that the church is built among the foundation of the apostles and prophets, and Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building is fitted together, growing into the holy temple in the Lord. This temple is growing. This temple is full of life.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这不是石头, 也不是木头,
it's not wood, it's not stone.
现在弟兄姊妹清楚吗?
Now you understand, brothers and sisters,
什么是教会呢?
What is the church?
教会是渐渐成为主的圣殿,
the church is growing into the temple
不是那个木头,
of God.
也不是那个石头,
it's not the wood, it's not the stones.
你们也靠它同被建造,
and through him you are being built up together,
成为神借着圣灵居住的所在,
for habitation of God through the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这是基督的教会,
this is the church of Christ.
在以弗所,
in Ephesians,
你看见这样的教会,
you saw such church.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
主怎么得着以弗所的教会?
How did the Lord gain the church in Ephesus?
他在十字架上身体为我们裂开,
on the cross his body was broken for us.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
那些在以弗所的,
those who were in Ephesus,
有近处的人,
there were those who were close.
有远处的人,
there are those who are far.
但是他们成为一个神体,
but they have become one body.
被一个圣灵感动,
to be filled by one spirit.
他们得以进到父的面前,
they can have access to the presence of God.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
今天进到父面前,
to enter into the presence of the Father.
只有我们这些人,
only us.
今天你在一个地方,
if you are in one place,
弟兄姊妹, 为什么主把你放在那个地方?
Why did the Lord place you there?
你有一个责任,
you have a responsibility.
你要和众圣徒进到父的面前,
you have to, with all the saints, come into the presence of the Father.
不是你拣选一般人来到父面前,
it's not that you choose a group to go before the presence
弟兄姊妹,
of the Father.
弟兄姊妹,
sisters, you see that?
是两下,
It's the two.
犹太人和外邦人,
the Jews and the Gentiles.
远处的跟近处的,
those who are far and those who are close.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
这就是基督的身体,
this is the body of Christ.
这个身体在地上的,
this body is on earth.
为什么呢?
Why?
在天上没有这个区别,
because there is no distinction in heaven.
在地上最大的区别就是犹太人跟外邦人的区别。
On earth, the greatest distinction is between the Jews and the Gentiles.
你看见保罗用这个来做例子。
But now Paul uses this as an example.
给我们看见在基督里面,
to show us that in Christ,
不分希利尼人化外人, 不分希利尼犹太人,
there's no Jews nor Gentiles,
自主的为奴的,
no free man nor slave,
男的女的,
one male or female.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见他们都进城工作一个身体,
they are being built up into one body.
我再说弟兄姊妹,
let me repeat,
这个器皿,
this vessel,
才能够承受基督的丰富,
can then store the fullness of God.
你明白吗?
You see that? You clear?
我想这是非常非常清楚。
I think this is very clear.
所以当说到读完第二章以后,
so after you finish chapter 2,
特罗菲摩是很清楚的,
Trophimus was clear.
以弗所的教会也是很清楚的,
the church in Ephesus is clear.
那现在呢?
So now,
保罗就 特别就转到他中心的话题去,
Paul turns towards the center of his message.
不要忘记,
don't forget,
这个都从那个话题引出来的,
this all came from that background.
因为保罗告诉他们说,
because Paul told them,
你们不要因我们所受的患难丧胆,
do not lose heart because of my tribulation.
这人是你们的荣耀,
because this is your glory.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
那时保罗被捉拿是他们的荣耀,
that time when Paul was captured, that was his glory.
现在他们有路了,
now they have a way.
弟兄姊妹, 你看,
now brothers, you see that?
他们不必要成为犹太教的一支,
they don't have to become a sect of Judaism.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
现在他们有路了,
now they have a way.
所以现在神的旨意终于能够完成了,
now the will of God can be accomplished.
所以保罗告诉他们说,
so Paul told them,
为你们外邦人, 我做了基督耶稣的囚奴,
so I have, for your sakes, become the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles.
然后他讲了下面一段的话,
and then he spoke some other words.
那这一段话主要是给他们看见,
now this portion of the scriptures,
你看见说, 这里有一个福音的奥秘,
is to show them the mystery of the gospel.
这个奥秘是保罗很清楚的,
now this mystery is something that Paul knows well.
那么这个奥秘是什么呢?
What is that mystery?
第六节,
verse 6,
这奥秘就是外邦人在基督耶稣里借着福音得以同为后嗣, 同为一个身体, 某同盟一个应许,
that the Gentiles should be co-heirs and of the same body and partakers of the promise in Christ by the gospel.
那弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这就是那个奥秘,
this is the mystery.
现在他为着基督耶稣, 他为着外邦人做了基督耶稣被囚的,
so he became the prisoner of Jesus Christ for the Gentiles.
神现在把一个教会的职事托付给保罗,
now Paul, God gave the ministry of the church to Paul.
所以弟兄姊妹, 他就把基督赐福的丰富就传给外邦人,
so then he preached the unsearchable riches of Christ to the Gentiles.
然后第十节说,
verse 10,
为着借着教会使天上执政的掌权的现在得知神拜,
so for the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be made known the church of the manifold wisdom of God.
这是神从万世以前在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨意,
according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这句当然讲到神永远的旨意,
this of course speaks about the eternal purpose of God.
因为神从万世以前就定了这个旨意,
so from eternity past God already had this purpose.
所以这个当然是永远的旨意,
of course this is an eternal purpose.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
教会是基督的身体,
the church is the body of Christ.
这个乃是神在基督耶稣里所定的旨意,
so this is the will of God in Christ Jesus.
所以你们不要散打,
so don't lose heart.
尤其是特罗菲摩, 你不要胆散打,
especially Trophimus, don't lose heart.
你不要害怕,
don't be afraid.
你不要以为闯了祸了,
don't think that you caused some problem.
你没有闯祸,
you did not cause problem.
神一点都没有做错,
God didn't do anything wrong.
弟兄姊妹,
you see that?
幸好神监禁了保罗浪漫的翅膀,
it was fortunate that the Paul was imprisoned and his wings were captured.
从此他做了基督耶稣的囚奴,
from that point on he became the prisoner of Christ.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗?
You see that?
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
保罗活着为着神永远的旨意,
Paul lives for the eternal purpose of God.
我们活着也为着神永远的,
we also live for the eternal purpose of God.
所以第四章,
chapter 4,
他说我为主被囚的劝你们,
I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you.
第4章、第5章、第6章,
chapter 4, 5, 6.
不要忘记,
don't forget.
有一个人在监狱里面,
there was someone in prison.
他说我是主的囚奴,
he has, I am the prisoner of Jesus Christ.
为了主,
for the Lord's sake, I'm willing to lose all freedom. For the eternal purpose of God.
为着基督的身体,
for the body of Christ.
He's
willing to fill up that which is lacking in the affliction of Christ.
他为教会受苦,
he rejoiced in suffering for the church.
And
now he had a word to say. He's going to beseech you.
弟兄姊妹,
brother and
sister,
who is this? So it's those that care about Paul being in prison.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
保罗讲到这个意象,
when Paul spoke of this vision,
保罗传递这个意象,
when Paul gave this vision,
为什么?
Why?
是叫每个人都看见,
is that all would see.
保罗能够看,
we can see what Paul saw.
那这里怎么说?
What did it say here?
第4章第1节说,
chapter 4 verse 1 it says,
我为主被囚的劝你们,
I therefore the prisoner of the Lord beseech you.
我只能劝你们,
I can only beseech you.
我没有别的资格,
I have no other right.
因为我失去了自由,
I have lost my freedom.
因为我做了爱的俘虏,
because I've become this love slave.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我劝你们, 凭着这个来劝你们,
I ask you,
凭着这个来求你们,
I ask of you.
那下面怎么说?
What did it say?
既然蒙召,
that if you are called,
行事为人,
that you are worthy of that calling.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们每次听见这句话,
every time we hear this word,
我们讲的蒙召的时候,
when we talk about the calling,
我们都有我们的观念的,
we all have our own concept.
我想我们对于蒙召的观念是这样的,
we think our calling, our concept of the calling is this.
特别在保罗第二组书信,
especially in the second group of Paul's letters, Romans,
林前林后,
First and Corinthians,
还有呢, 这个, 还有就是, 像,
加拉太,
加拉太书,
Galatians.
你注意到啊, 那里保罗特别讲到蒙召,
there Paul specially speaks about being called.
什么叫蒙召?
What is being called?
神有个旨意,
God has a will.
所以他要找一般人来完成那个旨意,
so he is finding a group of people to fulfill that will.
所以有些人就蒙召了,
so some people are called.
所以保罗怎么说呢?
So what did Paul say?
你们就蒙召属基督耶稣的人,
you who are called, who belong to Jesus Christ.
本来你们不属耶稣基督,
you do not belong to Jesus Christ.
现在感谢主,
now thank the Lord.
主的目的要你得救,
the purpose of God is that you may be saved.
所以主呼召你,
so God calls you.
现在你属耶稣基督,
now you belong to Jesus Christ.
你已经成义了,
you are justified by faith.
清楚吗?
You're clear?
这是一个呼召,
this is one calling.
不止如此,
not only that,
你再读那四卷书,
if you continue on with those four books,
你们就呼召做圣徒的,
you are called to be saints.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在你看见没有?
You see that?
你不光是呼召属耶稣基督,
you're not only called to belong to Jesus Christ,
而且现在你们呼召做圣徒,
now you're being called to be saints.
不光因信称义,
not just justified by faith,
还有因信成圣,
also sanctified by faith.
那不光这样,
not only that,
你还记不记得保罗在罗马书第八章说,
and then in Romans chapter 8 Paul said,
你们因着神旨意被召的,
now you who were created,
no, 你们按着神旨意被召,
oh, you were created according to the purpose of God.
Called.
Called according to the purpose of God.
那弟兄姊妹, 结果是什么?
What's the result? To be conformed to the image of the Son of God. So you are glorified by faith.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
就做基督的生命来说,
so in the matter of the life of Christ,
我们都是蒙召的,
we are all called.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
这个生命不是要诞生,
this life not just born,
这个生命要长大,
this life has to grow up,
最后磨成神儿子的形象,
and then conform to the image of the Son of God.
这神的旨意,
this is the will of God.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
一面神的旨意,
on the one hand, the will of God,
他把我们找来,
he will call us,
叫我们完成神的旨意,
he will call us to fulfill the will of God,
在我们身上,
in us,
因信称义,
justified by faith,
然后因信成圣,
and then sanctified by faith,
最后因信得荣耀,
and then glorified by faith.
你看见吗?
You see that?
神在我们上生命的目的就达到了,
then the purpose of the life of in us is fulfilled.
这是生命的呼召,
this is the calling of life.
这是个人的,
this is personal.
生命的呼召,
this is a call to life.
但是不止如此,
not only that,
你记不记得,
you remember,
马太25章告诉我们,
Matthew 25 tells us,
面我们向着主是童女。
On the one hand, we are virgins unto Christ.
另一面我们向着主乃是仆人。
On the other hand, we are servants unto Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
你看见我们一面的护照是生命的护照。
On the one hand, our calling relates to life.
一面的护照是侍奉的护照。
On the other hand, the calling relates to service.
我们有工作要做。
We have a work to do.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
现在你明白了。
Now you understand.
当我们蒙召的时候。
When we are called.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
一面我们生命要长大。
On the one hand, our life has to grow up.
另一面你不能懒惰。
On the other hand, you cannot be lazy.
那个手帕是来擦汗的。
That a tissue is for you to wipe your tears.
不是为着埋藏主所托付给你的。
It's not for you to bury it in the ground.
每一个人弟兄姊妹。
Everyone, brothers and sisters.
你看见吗？
You see that?
主呼召我们。
God calls us.
根据他的旨意。
The Lord calls according to his purpose.
有一个工作要做。
There's a work to be done.
我们知道 George Miller.
We know George Miller.
主呼召他。
The Lord called him.
有一个工作。
There is a work.
主把孤儿院托付给他。
The Lord gave him the orphanage to him.
所以今天我们在地上。
So today we are here on earth.
一面是生命的护照。
On the one hand is the call to life.
一面是侍奉的护照。
On the other hand is the call to service.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
到现在你清楚主怎么呼召你。
Are you clear about your calling, the Lord's calling to you?
许多母亲甚至呼召他们做母亲的。
So many mothers are called to be mothers.
什么事都不做留下来就是做母亲的。
They're not to do anything else but to be mothers.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你所做的事。
The what you do
和一个人站讲台是同等的
is equal to who one who stands on the pulpit.
你不要说抱孩子就不属灵一点。
Don't say that if you are holding your baby, you're not spiritual.
问题是不是主来呼召你？
The question is did the Lord call you?
这个问题要解决。
So you have to take care of this problem.
在保罗第二组书信里
in the second group of the epistles of Paul,
他所讲的呼召
so the calling that he refers to
都是个人的呼召
is all personal calling.
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？
You see that?
你得救了。
You're saved.
你蒙恩。
You are regrouping. Your life has to grow. This is the calling to life.
从一个阶段。
From one stage to another stage, you cannot just stay in that one place. This is one aspect. There's another calling. You cannot just be lazy. You cannot do anything. You have to ask the Lord, Lord, what have you given me to do? You have at least one talent. You see that? So you see that you have to be clear. We have to know what kind of calling we have received. One day, when we meet the Lord, Then we have something to give and show forth as a report. So this is important. Brothers and sisters, thank the Lord. When Paul comes to the third group of epistles, he became clearer and clearer that the church is the body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
如果这个真的看见,
if you really see it,
证明是神的旨意。
It proves that it's the will of God.
而且是神永远的旨意。
And it's the eternal will of God.
那神怎么达到这永远的旨意?
Now how can God achieve this eternal will?
所以这个时候,
at this time,
你看见保罗讲的蒙召。
Now Paul talks about calling.
但是你注意很稀奇。
But it's very interesting.
当你读到第四章这里蒙召的时候,
when you read about the calling in chapter 4,
你读读看。
If you read it,
你既然蒙召行事为人就当与蒙召的恩相称。
So you ought to walk in a manner worthy of the calling that you received.
如果是个人属灵的话。
If it's a personal spiritualness,
只要讲到凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐。就完了。
You just have to speak about with all lowliness, meekness, and long suffering, forbearing one another.
宽容。
You don't have to talk about forbearing one another.
和平彼此联络。
You don't have to keep the unity of the Spirit.
你也不必提到竭力保守圣灵的合一。
And to keep the unity of the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？
You see that?
那为什么在这里要讲说蒙召和蒙召行事为人要和所蒙召的恩相称呢？
So why do you have to walk in a manner worthy of his calling?
所以这里的呼召是团体的呼召。
So this calling is a corporate calling.
弟兄姊妹明白吗？
You see that?
那下面马上就证明了。
And then it proves to be so.
第四节说
Verse 4.
身体只有一个。
There is one body.
圣灵只有一个。
One spirit.
正如你们蒙召同有一个指望一主一心一喜。
Just how you are called to one hope of a calling One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
你怎么保持圣灵的合一?
How do you keep the unity of the Spirit?
这个时候神呼召我们。
Now God calls us.
要进到七个一里面去。
We are entering into the seven ones.
一个身体,
one body,
一个圣灵,
one spirit,
等等等等等等,
so on and so forth.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
主呼召我们做什么?
What does the Lord call us to?
进入一个身体,
so enter into that one body.
弟兄姊妹明白吗?
You see that?
那不光这样,
not only that,
你再读下去,
read on.
第十一节,
verse 11,
他所赐的有使徒, 有先知, 有传福音的, 有教师和, 有教师, 牧师和教师。
He gave some as apostles, prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers.
为要成全圣徒,
for the perfecting of the saints.
各尽其职,
for the work of the ministry.
建立基督的身体,
for the edifying of the body of Christ.
那弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
谁来建立基督的身体?
Who is to build the body of Christ?
当然神有一个恩赐,
of course,
神把使徒、先知、传福音的牧师、教师赐给教会。
So God has gifts that He's given to the church: apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers.
他们做什么工作?
What work do they do?
那叫成全众圣。
They are perfecting the saints.
他们不是代替众圣。
They don't represent. They don't replace the saints.
这个工作大家一起来的。
Everybody has to do the work.
不要弟兄姊妹。
But at the
beginning,
but in the beginning,
需要有人来成全他们。
You need someone to perfect them.
最后建造的工作是他们的工作。
And then the work of building is up to them.
所以等到成圣徒被成全了以后
So as the saints are perfected
他们各尽其职
Then everybody enters into the work of the ministry
每个人有个工作
Everybody has a work
因为他们有个呼召
Because they have a calling
要建立基督的身体
To the edifying of the building of the body of Christ
所以这个呼召是个团体的呼召
So this calling is a corporate calling
所以弟兄姊妹现在明白吗
Now you understand
基督身体怎么建立起来的
How is the body of Christ built up
我们许多人以为是使徒传先知的教师牧师等等等等
We think often that the apostle, prophetsteachers and pastors that build. That's true.
这像盖房子你需要有硬架一样。
It's just like building a house, you need the superstructure.
所以等到房子盖好了硬架可以拿走了。
So once you take, you have that structure in place, you can remove some of the supporting structures.
这个工人最成功的时候。
So the worker is the most successful.
就是他把教会成全了以后。
So after he has perfected the church,
教会再也不需要他了。
The church no longer needs him.
他就失业了。
He has lost his job.
什么时候他失业了什么时候他就成功了。
When he loses his job, he is successful. But today is not this way. If the church becomes Judaized,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你需要拉比的,
you need a rabbi.
你离开拉比不能过日子的,
without rabbis, you cannot live.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
你明白吗?
You see that?
这个到底是教会是基督的身体呢?
So is the body, the church the body of Christ?
还是犹太教的延长呢?
Or is it extension of Judaism?
所以然后因为这个缘故教会就长进了。
So because of this, the church grows up.
能够满这个长大成人满有基督长成的身量
So growing up into a perfect man unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ
然后十六节
Verse 16
全身都靠他联络的合适
For who the whole body fitly joined together
百节各按各职
And compacted by which every joint supplies
照着个体的功用
According to the effectual working
彼此相助
In the measure of every part
便叫身体渐渐增长
Makes the increase of the body unto the edifying of itself
在爱中建立自己
Unto the edifying of itself in love
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
这是谁的工作
Whose work is this?
这是全身的工作
This is the work of the whole body
这是个体的功用
It's every member entering its function
是彼此相助的
And then they help each other
所以什么叫做基督的身体
So what is the body of Christ?
没有一个肢体不是在那动的
It's not every single member is there moving
什么时候只有几个肢体动这就是中风的身体
So whenever only a few members are moving then you know that body has a stroke
所以很清楚了弟兄
So it's very clear but
到底这个路怎么走的呢
How do you walk this way?
问题就是
So the question is this
你怎么看教会
How do you see the church?
你看教会是什么
What do you see the church as?
如果你看见保罗所看见的
If you see what Paul saw
你就失去了你的
You will lose your freedom
你再也没有那个浪漫的翅膀
You no longer will have that romantic wings
有的人像大众情人一样 到处都受人欢迎的
Many people are just like great romantic that everybody loves them
但是弟兄姊妹你愿意失去你的自由
Are you willing to lose your freedom?
你愿意和众圣徒一同被建造成为灵宫
Are you willing to be built up into a spiritual house with all the saints?
现在我们清楚了
So now we're clear
这个呼召是个团体的呼召
This calling is a corporate calling
我们来看哥罗西书
Let us turn to Colossians
第三章
Chapter 3
第十五节
Verse 15
又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主。
And let the peace of God rule in your hearts.
你们也为此被召归为一个身体。
to that which you are called into one body.
弟兄姊妹很清楚了。
Brothers, this is very clear.
你们有一个呼召。
You have a calling.
呼召进入一个身体。
To be called into one body.
归为一个身体。
Called unto one body.
这是我们团体的呼召。
This is our calling.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这个呼召有两面。
This calling has two aspects.
有生命的一面。
There's the call of life.
教会要长大。
The church has to grow up.
你不能一个礼拜过一个礼拜都是这个样子。
You cannot go week after week and just be the same.
如果是这个犹太教的延续的话
If it is an extension of Judaism
那我们跟会堂有什么两样
So what's the difference between us and the
synagogue 每个礼拜六会堂都有一套的 program
Every Saturday they have their program in the synagogue
下一个礼拜又是个 program
Another week another program
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
我们这样一天一天过去吗
We just pass our days this way
不要忘记
Don't forget
讲到蒙召
When you speak about calling
一定有生命的一面
There is an aspect of life
一定有侍奉的一面
But there is an aspect of service
就是生命另一面来讲
On the aspect of life,
教会有没有长大
Has the church grown up
你在不在乎教会长进
Do you care whether the church grows up or not
你看见说帖撒罗尼迦教会
You see the church in Thessalonica
那是婴孩的教会
There are babes in Christ
罗马的教会
The church in Rome
加拉太的众教会
The churches in Galatia
那就是少年时期的教会
There are the churches in adolescence
以弗所哥罗西跟腓立比
The church in Ephesus, Colossae, and Philippi
他们就到了成熟的教会
They are mature churches
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
总的来说
summarizing Acts
告诉我们从教会的诞生
from the birth of the church
一直到教会的成熟
until the maturity of the church
大概是33年
it's probably 33 years
所以弟兄姊妹明白
so brothers and sisters do you understand that
这不是永远的
it's not eternal
许多时候我们不知道什么时候教会才长进
sometimes we don't know when the church has grown up
这有问题的
there is a problem
一个聚会50年了
if a church is 50 years old
一个聚会60年了
if a church is 60 years old
还是一天到晚跟这个会堂里面所做的一样
if they do the same things as the rest of the synagogues
这证明我们没有蒙召
this means that we're not called
如果我们蒙召
If we're called,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗?
You see that?
就做团体的童女来说,
From a corporate of a virgin speaking,
换一句话说, 我们就应该要长进。
So that means we have to grow up.
但另外一方面,
But on the other aspect,
我们有一份的责任。
We have a responsibility.
弟兄姊妹明白吗?
You see that, brothers and sisters?
乃是要建立基督的身体。
It's to build up the body of Christ.
乃是在爱中建立自己。
That in love we are to be built up.
当然话说回来,
of course, if you say,
这不是三言两语可以讲完的。
This is not something that you can speak in a few words.
但是我想已经很清楚。
But I think it's very clear.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
等到保罗写信给以弗所教会的时候,
when Paul wrote the letters to the Ephesians,
很简单,
very easy,
弟兄姊妹, 如果他们听见圣灵的呼召的话,
if they heard the call of the Holy Spirit,
他们个个都要把自己献上,
all of them would offer it up themselves,
个个都愿意做基督耶稣的囚,
all of them are willing to be the slaves unto Christ,
感谢主弟兄姊妹,
thank the Lord, brothers and sisters,
每一个弟兄姊妹都应该如此,
all of us ought to be this way,
尤其年长的弟兄姊妹,
especially older brothers and sisters,
你千万不要说现在我可以退休了,
don't say, oh, now I can retire,
我要多抱几个孙子,
I have to carry more grandkids, those are great things,
但主流你在地上
But the Lord has kept you on earth
过去这么多
Not only just this much
你有工作要做
You have a work to do
在这个团体呼召里面
In this corporate call
你是有一份的
You have a part
也许你走不动你祷告得动
If you cannot walk you can at least pray
不管怎么样
No matter what
你那一份不能缺少的
You cannot lose your part
如果全教会都起来的话
If the whole church rises up
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
每一个肢体都是动的
Every member is moving
这是个健康的身体
This is a healthy body
明白吗这不是中风的身体
This is not a body that's gone through shock
不再是讲讲就算了
It's not just to talk about it
这个是可以实行的
This is something that's practicable
最简单的来说
So simply speaking
神主给以弗所所看见的
God showed the church in Ephesus
你们有一个呼召
You have a calling
那是团体的呼召
It's a corporate calling
为做一个身体
For one body
不光这样
Not only that
在第一章里面你记得保罗祷告怎么祷告呢
So remember the prayer in Ephesians chapter 1 of Paul
他怎么说呢
What did he say?
他说在第一章第第十八节
Verse 18
并且照明你们心中的眼睛使你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望
The eyes of your understanding be enlightened that you may know what is the hope of his calling
下面这句话要叫我们十分惊讶
And then this next phrase will astound us
他在圣徒中所得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀
What the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints
这句话我们不大懂。
It's hard for us to understand.
前面十一节比较容易懂。
Verse 11 is easy.
我们也在他里面得着基业。
And that in him we have obtained an inheritance.
基督做我们的产业，这个我们懂。
Christ being an inheritance, we understand.
今天我们的祝福是天上来的祝福。
Our blessings it is a heavenly blessing.
但是弟兄姊妹，
but brothers and sisters,
你要记得一件事。
You have to remember one thing.
他在圣徒中要得着一个基业。
That he is going to obtain an inheritance in the saints.
何等荣耀的丰盛。
The glory of his inheritance.
那这个和前面的恩召有关系。
So this has to do with the calling early on.
他的恩召有何等的指望。
What is the hope of his calling?
那这什么叫做指望的恩召呢？
What
什么叫做指望的恩召呢？
What is the hope of his calling?
那就是说在圣体中他所得的基业是何等丰盛的荣耀。
So it is indeed that the, he may gain the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
那么什么是他在圣徒中所得的基业呢？
So what is the inheritance in his saints?
那就是基督的身体。
And that is the body of Christ.
亲爱的弟兄，
brothers and sisters,
现在你明白。
Now you understand.
我们蒙了一个召。
We have received a calling.
这个恩召有何等的指望？
This calling has a great hope.
你就要看。
You have to look.
将来教会怎么建造？
How is the church being built?
能成为荣耀的教会。
To become a glorious church.
充满生命的教会。
Full of life.
叫神心满意足的教会。
So that the heart of God may be satisfied.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
当保罗被捉拿的时候。
When Paul was imprisoned.
就是他再一次蒙。
It was when he was called again.
现在他更清楚他身上的托付。
Now he understood even more the mission upon his shoulders.
他与偶像有什么相干？
What does he have to do with idols?
他与犹太教有什么相干？
What does he have to do with Judaism?
现在主给他看见。
Now the Lord shall allow him to see.
新酒要放在新皮带上。
New wine needs to be put into new wineskins. Thank the Lord.
如此。
From that time on,
做基督耶稣的求你。
He is willing to be the prisoner of Jesus Christ.
让神的旨意能够成就。
To allow the will of God to be fulfilled.
但他劝我们。
But he beseeches us.
我们这些也蒙同样的一个呼召。
We have all received the same calling.
我们每一个人都该失去我们的自由。
We are to lose ourselves.
都应该失去我们的自由。
To lose our freedom.
我们愿意把自己献上。
We're willing to offer up ourselves.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
那个结果是什么？
What is that result?
我们大在建造这件事情上。
In this matter of building.
大家一起来。
All of us together.
有一个人。
No one is there not moving. Every member is moving. This work is the work of Paul. Then you have to ask me. So what work do we do? To build the body of Christ. In love to build up one another. Brothers and sisters. Can we do such a thing? Church history shows us. This is practicable. May the Lord have mercy on us. From this time on. You see that? 保罗结的果子是永远长存的。The fruit that Paul bear remained. 不是第一个世纪就完了。It's not that it ended in the first century. 我们的二十世纪。We're in the 20th century. 当我们看见保罗所看见的。When we see what Paul sees. 今天我们有路了。We have a way. 一直到二十一世纪。Even until the 21st century. 你看见保罗继续结他的果子。Paul continues to bear his fruit. 这个不是叫做不止结果累累，而且果子永远长存。Isn't this bearing much fruit and the fruit remains? 所以弟兄姊妹。So brothers and sisters. 现在我们明白。Now we understand. 这就是。This is what the Lord shows us in the book of Ephesians. And this is the lesson that Trophimus learned. He was the best fruit that Paul produced. He can learn a lesson so that we can understand the church better. So if the Lord has mercy on us, may He use these simple times together. May He open up our eyes. That he may and truly constrain us through his love. 我们告诉主说, we say, Lord, 我们把剩下的一点点的余生交给你。 We give the rest of our lives, the short time before you. 在人来看, 有的人没有用的。 In the eyes of man, some of us are useless now. 没有这件事。 No, brother. 你只要身体身上一个肢体。 As long as you have a member in the body. 虽然你在地上也许还有短短的时间。 Even though you may have a short period of time on earth. 你对于神教会的贡献是无限的。 Your contribution to the church is limitless. 所以弟兄姊妹, so brothers and sisters, 但愿我们看见, may we see. 不是传道人有呼召, it's not that the preachers have a calling. 不是穆勒有呼召, it's not George Mueller has a calling. 他老办孤儿院, he can do the good orphanages. 我们每个人都有呼召, all of us have a calling. 我们有一个工作要做, we have a work to do. 我们忙得很, we are so busy. 我们没有时间再做别的事, we have no more time to do anything else. 这是什么呢? What is this? 这就是教会的呼召, and that is the calling of the church. 这就是团体的呼召, this is the calling, corporate calling of the church. 但愿主把这些话深深地印在我们的身上。May the Lord impress these words upon us. 我们低头祷告。We bow with a word of prayer. 主，我们把这些话再交在你的手里。Lord, we commit these words into your hands. 感谢你，是你恩待我们。
You have mercy on us.
把这些话给了我们,
to have given us these words.
虽然聚会散去,
even though our meeting has ended,
我们求你的话永远不过,
we ask your word not to pass away.
借着这次的聚会,
through these meetings,
让我们认识基督,
that we may know Christ,
认识十字架,
know the cross,
也认识教会,
and know the church.
主啊, 我们感谢,
we thank you, Lord.
但愿我们能够回头做见证说,
may we return and testify.
也许很多人生下来就为着这个周末,
maybe many people were born for this weekend.
听我们的祷告,
hear our prayer, Lord.
叫你的心,
may your heart be satisfied. In Jesus' dear name.
Amen.
Amen.